Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Milky Way, our beautiful spiral galaxy. Andromeda, near but so far, a beautiful spiral galaxy. I welcome Dr. Ken Croswell, the author of a book, The Alchemy of the Heavens, Searching for Meaning in the Milky Way. Now we're going to search for meaning in the Milky Way and its apparent twin, Andromeda, in the new article, cover article, for Sky and Telescope magazine for the month of December. Ken, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. This is a treat. All these years we've talked, you've been a big, big supporter of the Milky Way. And I've always puzzled about this idea, the fate of the Milky Way, is to collide with Andromeda some point in the next billions or so years. However, before we get there, before we're all one, we have a mystery of Andromeda that makes it not very much resembling the Milky Way whatsoever. I list the differences that need to be explained between the Milky Way and Andromeda in your reporting. Andromeda has a massive metal-rich stellar halo. Andromeda has an agitated, puffed-up stellar disk. Its recent starbursts are inconsistent with anything that we see in the Milky Way. We're both great producers of stars. We've got lots of gas, and we make lots of stars. But the last burst of star activity that's significant to you happened 2 billion years ago in Andromeda. Now, all of that points to a major difference. Let's talk first about their similarities. They're spiral galaxies, they're beautiful, and they have satellite galaxies going around them. I have here that the Milky Way has a halo of 2 billion stars, solar values, and 60 billion solar values within the Milky Way. The difference stops there because Andromeda has a much richer halo. First, let's establish, what is a halo and what does it tell us about Andromeda? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, the stellar halo of the Milky Way is a very valuable part of the Milky Way because it consists of old stars and fairly primitive stars that are surrounding the main disk of the Milky Way. So they've told us a lot about the ancient history of the Milky Way and also about the primordial composition of the universe, because those stars preserve the elements made in the Big Bang, which occurred 13.8 billion years ago. And altogether, we don't really know the total mass of the stellar halo of the Milky Way very well, but it's roughly 1 billion solar masses of stars in the stellar halo. And that's about 2% of the total stellar mass of the Milky Way. In contrast, the Andromeda galaxy is completely different. And I should say, we astronomers grew up with the idea, well, that's what a stellar halo is, what I just told you. It's fairly low in mass, poor in metals, and old. And the Andromeda galaxy's stellar halo has turned out to be nothing like any of that. It's much more massive. It has something like 20 billion solar masses of stars. That's versus just 1 billion for the Milky Way. It's fairly metal rich. It's not as primitive as the Milky Way's stellar halo. And it's not old. That's especially amazing. I mean, there are stars in the Andromeda galaxy's stellar halo that are only 2 billion years old, which is about the half the age of the sun and the Earth. So the Andromeda galaxy's stellar halo is very different from the Milky Way's. And the reason for that, as I explained in the cover story in the December 2023 Sky and Telescope, is that it almost certainly has a very different history from the Milky Way. The Milky Way's life for the last 8 billion years has been quite peaceful. And the Andromeda galaxy's life over that same period has been anything but. And the title of my story and Sky and Telescope, in fact, is The Drama Next Door. It's all about the Andromeda Galaxy's life story and how different it is from the Milky Way.
There is also a distinction to be made about the thin disk or the thick disk. How so, Ken?
Well, most of the Milky Way's disk, the stellar disk, is in the thin disk. Okay, that's where most of the light comes from. That's where we are. The Sun is a thin disk star. The thin disk is, as its name suggests, thinner from top to bottom than the thick disk, which is an older disk that started forming, we think, maybe as long ago as 13 billion years ago in the Milky Way. Okay, so a very long time ago. And again, most of the light in the Milky Way comes from the thin disk, not from the thick disk. There was a dramatic discovery around 2015 when astronomers found that Andromeda's disk, it's not a thin disk for the most part. It's mostly a thick disk. And furthermore, the stars in that disk of the Andromeda Galaxy that are older than just 2 billion years old, they're part of this thick disk. So the message is something stirred up Andromeda disk some 2 billion years ago. That's obviously quite recent. Again, that's younger than the Sun and the Earth. And the leading idea is that a big galaxy collided with Andromeda and merged about 2 billion years ago. That explains the puffed up, agitated stellar disk in Andromeda. It also explains the fairly massive and fairly metal-rich stellar halo, because the stars from that galaxy, that very big galaxy, ended up largely in the stellar halo of the Andromeda Galaxy. So that's the hypothesis that explains why the Andromeda Galaxy is so different from the Milky Way.
Now, you have taught me that the Milky Way itself has had galaxies collide with it and become subordinate to it. I think the Magellanic Clouds are remnants of those galaxies. What was different about Andromeda that it would have such a metallicity halo, meaning lots of early or young stars, not ancient stars, and the Milky Way, which has a halo of old stars? When is a collision not the same as another collision?
Okay, let me correct you first on one thing. The Magellanic Clouds are still galaxies, and they're still orbiting the Milky Way. So they have not yet merged with the Milky Way. They will. But about 8 to 11 billion years ago, there was a galaxy probably rather similar to one of the Magellanic Clouds, and it did smash into the Milky Way. And that's where we got most of our stellar halo from. And now let me answer your question. The reason the two stellar halos of the two different galaxies, the Milky Way and Andromeda, are so different is because in the case of the Milky Way, that colliding galaxy was fairly small. And small galaxies don't have a lot of stars. Stars make iron and other metals. And so the halo of the Milky Way, which is where that galaxy that collided with us deposited its stars, is therefore low in mass, doesn't have that many stars, only about a billion solar masses of stars, and it's low in iron, okay? The typical iron to hydrogen ratio in the Milky Way stellar halos between 1 and 10% the solar value. Now, let's contrast that with the Andromeda Galaxy. The reason the Andromeda Galaxy's stellar halo is so different from ours is because it happened to collide with a much bigger galaxy, okay? Much bigger. I mean, this was almost certainly a spiral galaxy, okay? Picture a smaller version of the Milky Way that collided with Andromeda. We think that the encounter started maybe 6 billion years ago and culminated about 2 billion years ago. And here's the thing. Bigger galaxies have more stars. More stars means more stars end up splattered around the stellar halo when that galaxy collided. So that explains why the Andromeda Galaxy stellar halo has a total mass of about 20 billion solar masses rather than the 1 billion in the Milky Way. And since that large galaxy had more stars, that meant that galaxy produced a lot more iron. Its stars were much more iron-rich. And so when those stars splattered into the stellar halo of the Andromeda Galaxy, we now see that those stars are fairly metal-rich compared with the stellar halo of the Milky Way. So this explains why. It's simply the size of the biggest galaxies that collided with us versus the Andromeda Galaxy. In the case of the Milky Way, we happen to collide with a rather small galaxy, And in the case of the Andromeda Galaxy, it happened to collide with quite a large galaxy, what astronomers call a major merger. So that's why the two stellar halos are so different. And that collision happened much more recently in the case of Andromeda than in the case of the Milky Way.
As I read your piece, Ken, it came to me that this speculation about a collision with a large spiral galaxy between 6 and 2 billion years ago, somewhere in there, is that an indication of what it will be like when the Milky Way collides with Andromeda? Are we going to see the same phenomenon, a metal-rich halo and a thick disk?
Well, I think it's going to be rather different because in the case of the Milky Way and the Andromeda Galaxy, they're more or less equal in size and mass. Probably the Andromeda Galaxy is a bit more massive, and so it's going to be more an equal merger. So I think what will probably happen is that you won't end up, when those two galaxies collide and merge, you won't end up with a spiral with a halo, but instead you're going to end up with a giant elliptical galaxy, something like M87 in the Virgo cluster. Okay, so unfortunately that will mean that the two galaxies will lose a lot of their beauty because the spiral arms will be disrupted. And you're going to have a lot of chaos as the various stars of the Milky Way and Andromeda merge together. And so, and at that same time, a lot of the gas and dust in the Milky Way and Andromeda will collide, and they will spark an avalanche of new star formation in this new combined galaxy. So I don't think the upcoming collision between the Milky Way and the Andromeda Galaxy, which will probably occur maybe 5 or 6 billion years from now, I don't think it's going to be that similar to the recent collision that Andromeda experienced 2 to 6 billion years ago.
There is evidence of this collision. And when we come back, what is the case for it? What are the doubts about it? Ken Croswell, Dr. Ken Croswell, writing at Sky and Telescope, the December issue, which is out now, I received mine, about our near neighbor, 2.5 million light years away. It's right there, you know. You could go there quickly in Starship Enterprise. And what about the evidence of that collision? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.